KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A nationwide petition has been launched calling on government and retailers to act to lower food prices. Union Against Hunger hopes to collect about 100,000 signatures as part of its campaign to bring the cost of food down. The union's Dr. Busiso Moyo says South Africans are fighting a daily battle just to feed their families.
The issue of pricing has been a burden for quite some time now, and I think, you know, consumers have been losing purchasing power, so to speak. And that's where now we are coming in on board to say perhaps we need to now start speaking about, you know, that basic needs basket and how we can at least ensure that we can, you know, confront this issue of pricing and inflation head on.
Moyo says they will be going door to door to collect signatures and to raise awareness about child hunger and malnutrition. He believes that, like government, retailers can play a role in alleviating poverty.
A low-hanging fruit would be the list of VAT exempt goods. So if we could expand that list and also have some sort of vulnerability mapping exercise that can tell us, right, where the most vulnerability lies. And I think businesses perhaps have that data because they understand purchasing power, but also we need to acknowledge that the government does not necessarily produce food. It's about also talking to corporates and what their roles and responsibilities are insofar as that business and human rights agenda goes.
An environmental report has revealed that 42,000 South Africans died in 2023 due to exposure to air pollution. Young children were counted among the premature deaths. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The joint report by the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air and Greenpeace Africa has found that toxic air pollution is behind what they are calling a major public health crisis in South Africa. It says children are particularly vulnerable to the impacts of air pollution, with 1,300 children under 5 among the deaths reported in that year. According to the groups, in 2023, the health costs in the form of respiratory illness, lost workplace productivity, and overburdened health systems were estimated to be around 960 billion rand, or 14% of the GDP. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air and Greenpeace Africa are now calling for an end to exemptions for big polluters and a faster shift to clean renewable energy. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The government says it strongly condemns a deadly shootout between illegal miners and police in Johannesburg. The incident in Rivoli has left at least one person dead. The government says such lawlessness endangers communities and law enforcement officers. And Volkswagen is considering opening an assembly plant in Egypt. The group's MD for Africa, Martina Biene, has told Engineering News it's part of a plan to tap into new African markets in the face of slower demand in Europe. VW is cutting production capacity and jobs in Germany due to increasing costs and rising competition from China. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Yannick Sinner is 6-1 up in the first set against Alexander Bublik and 1-1 in the second set of their French Open quarterfinal. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad not concerned about yesterday's rained-out day of their warm-up match against Zimbabwe. And Kian Healy and Shannon Frizzell, the latest players added to the Barbarian squad for their clash with the Springboks.